Okay, hello, yes, sir.
I'm
So I am
listening.
seeing in a note that you stated that you were going to call a provider that was going to t call provide service for you and then give us a call back. Did you contact the service provider yet?
And I know what, I know what the problem is with all the touring companies are. They all want to do one thing. It's about money, right? It's all about money. And if their pickup point is 34, 35 miles away, see, they're not making money until that pickup. And there's where the problem is. If they were starting their tow, say, near their destination and then driving it to my house 35 miles away, every one of them will take it. Do you see what I'm saying? But they don't want to drive there at their expense and then just drive it and drop it off 5 minutes away. They don't make any money per mile. So we're going to have to get creative because 100% of the tow companies won't do it. We got to get creative. I don't know what we can we do. Tell them to start the tow at their place because in order to get to my house, they have to pass my car. And they can pick it up then, but start the tow at their location. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, so I'm not really following, but would you like for me
Okay.
to go?
Let me back up a little bit. You'll understand, so that you have to understand that. That's why. Let me explain a little slower. What's happening is I am 35. Wait a minute. My car is broke down about 5 miles or 5 minutes away from my home. Okay, very close. But I live in the outskirts. Okay, I live in the outskirts. So from town to my house, that's on the company to drive all the way to my house to pick up the tow. Their clock doesn't start until they pick up the vehicle. Do you see what I mean? And they don't get paid for that. So that's why they're turning them down. If my vehicle broke down in town and they're 1 or 2 miles away from there, they'd be glad to pick up my vehicle and drive that distance. It's probably about 35 miles or 40 miles. Let's just use 40 for example. 40. They have to, then they'll drive it there because they're getting paid for the per mile. You guys are paying them per mile to get there. And so that's okay. But if they had to pick my car up 5 miles, just 5 minutes away from my home, then they have a long distance to drive before their clock starts collecting. Do you see what I'm saying? So we have to. We have, and if you call any of the companies, they're all going to say the same thing, unless the tow company was right down the street, but it can't be because it lives near the mountains. We have to tell them start the clock so they can get paid at their location. As long as they guarantee that they're going to get paid from their location, then they're fine going up there because it's still the same distance. But they don't want to drive up there for and not get paid for distance. Do you understand?
Right, so I'm going to go ahead and get in contact with more service providers for you, and you can continue if you would like. It's up to you, because it is someone who will
That's fine.
come out there and service your vehicle for not.
Okay. You have
It's
the
some
money?
provider that don't want your money. It's some provider that is actually willing to help.
You do have somebody that's willing to help?
Well, I'm not sure that I have one like at the moment, no, but I do know that that someone will assist.
Typically, yes. You typically, this is going to be your problem. This is why the other agent had a hard time. You called six people and they all turned them down. And I'm trying to set you up to win in this situation, because you're going to get the same thing. You're going to get, we don't have anybody available. What they're really saying is they don't want to drive up here because they don't get paid until they get to the destination where the car is. And that is going to be 35 to 40 miles away. And they don't want to drive that distance on their pocketbook, because that's what they would be doing. And then they can't even make the money per mile, because when they pick it up, they're only going to drive it 5 minutes. You see? And so there's a concern, and every one of these guys are going to do the same thing. So it's not different. You're going to get turned down by everybody, and then you have nobody to complete this task, because you've got to give them an opportunity to make money. And the only way I can think of it is telling them, what if we start the clock in town, Rancho San Diego, start the clock at Rancho San Diego, as though they picked it up, but they're not picking it up there, so that they get paid per mile to the destination where the vehicle is, which is 5 minutes away from my home. They have to pass my car to get there, to my home. So it's still the same driving. They just need to know that they're getting paid from somewhere and not driving up there for free. Do you see?
Right. So tell the providers, don't start the clock. They're going to start the clock as soon as they, well, it's not a clock. It's about the mileage. So as soon as they're dispatched from their office, then that's when they start the clock. Well, that's when they start charging.
Is it? Because I believe it's when they pick up the vehicle.
Yes, sir, it is. Now, it's from when they get paid from when they pick up the vehicle on the way from their office to the vehicle. And they also get paid from when they're from the breakdown location to the tow to location, which is where you want to drop the vehicle off at. But they don't get paid for where you drop the vehicle off at going back to their office. They don't get paid for that. But they do get paid for the mileage coming to you.
So once they drop me off, they got 34, 40 miles of driving that they don't get paid once they leave, right?
Their office, they're getting paid for those miles from their office to you.
Okay. How about once they drop me off, then what? It stops.
Once they dropped you off and they're going back to their office, yes.
Right, that's where the problem is. So it's the same problem, just the other way around. It's the same problem. It's that now they have to drive back 40 miles at their expense. That's where the problem is. So unless we cover them going back, because it's so far out there that they're not going to do any other business out in the middle of nowhere in the mountains. They have to go back into town at their expense. Unless you cover them and let them know that they're covered on the way back, they're going to turn you down. That's why they turn the other agent down. All of them turn the other agent down. Because of the house leaving. So if you can get creative and cover them coming back after they leave the place, back to their office, for example, then they'll do it. Otherwise, you're going to fail. You're not going to be able to get a single tow truck.
Okay. It's not really showing that providers. It's showing that providers are outside of the area. And it's also showing that it is one that's had one driver that he didn't want to send because it was too far. The others here are getting out of area. But unless
that's what I'm talking about.
Unless it's a service provider in your area that's woke, then at this time, then finding providers in the area where it's not really a lot of business is at a fast time is pretty rare.
I understand. So the only way that's going to happen is that that person that you talked to that said they won't go out because they have one driver, it's because they don't want to drive back so far from so far without getting paid. It's on their gas at $5 a gallon. That's why they don't want to do it. So I don't know. I'm giving you the, you know what it is, what's happening. What can you do?
Yes, I can continue to call service providers for you and maybe get one who's outside of your area to accept with a longer ETA time. Or maybe if you want to wait until the morning. Or other
It
than
doesn't
those
matter.
options.
They're all open today. They're all open now. They're just avoiding it because of the ETA. If you can overcome the ETA, but they're not going to do it at their expense. So it's going to have to be on the insurance pocket, and then they'll do it. Otherwise, they're not going to go. That's why they turned you down so far. You could continue, please do, but at least now you're educated at what's happening, what the problem is. If you can overcome it and agree, making an agreement with the people you talk to, you can come. This can be overcome.
All right.
Because I promise you, I promise you, if I had $1,000 in my hand and I said called five tow trucks, and I said, I got $1,000 to go pick me up and tow me, all five will be there before I can hang up the phone. It's money. It's about money. It's about the distance that they have to travel on their expense, and that's what you have to let them know. As long as you're not covering it, they're not going to go. So
Well, I don't
what
think
kind
they
of
are wanting to go
crazy.
out because of what your location, your breakdown location. That's why we're getting a lot of providers saying that they maybe don't want to send a driver
No,
out because they
that's not
don't
it.
want a driver to go 30 miles out at this time of night and 30 miles back just for you to go not even a mile.
If you look at my history, they've towed me probably five or six times to that location. But every time they picked me up in town and drove me all the way to that same house, which is I'm talking to you about that same location, and they had no problem with it. This time it's a little different because it's broke down at that location, so their pickup and unhook up is going to be very quickly. No money. But they, you look at my history, I've been told five or six times, and since I've been with you guys, and always to that house, and there was never one issue. But this time is different.
Did you call in at this time of night the last time as well?
Oh yeah, I've had it happen. Oh yeah, I had to have it happen at 3 in the morning. No problem. It's not the time. It's when I called around just a little while ago to call, I knew that what we were talking, what their problem was, and they said, well, let me see if I have. I asked them, do you have a driver for me? Put them on the spot. Well, maybe depends on. Well, give me the address. Once I gave them the address and where I was going to, and she said to me, you're only going 5 miles, 5 minutes away. I said, yeah. Oh yeah, I don't have anybody. That quickly, because I knew that was exactly what we're talking about. It's because they couldn't make the money. It's too close. So, but she had a driver. She just held off till I gave her the address of where it was going to. If I said, pick me up and drop me off in town, take me back and take it to a shop. In fact, that's what they told your partner, your other agent. They said if they were picking me up at that location and picking it and driving all the way back, it could be 100 miles back. They don't care because they're getting paid. They said they would do that if it was going to a shop, is what they told him. You see what I'm saying? But because I was only being dropped off 5 minutes away, that's when they turned it down. Not the distance. It's the distance without pay.
Well, their distance without pay is just zero. It's 0 miles. You're not going that far, so that's not the issue. The issue is them coming that far just to tow you 0 miles. That's the issue.
If they had to tow me back into shop all the way 40 miles back, they have no problem doing that.
Yeah, so because you're going 40 miles.
So maybe what we need to do is just call it in to a shop. They told me to a shop. But reality is that when they get there, they're going to pick me up, and I'm going to have them drop me off on the way, 2 minutes away. But they can collect for this all the way back to their, you know, back into their own shop, the shop in town.
Well, that can't happen because the service provider, they have to go by what's on the ticket that we dispatch over.
But you understand, okay? You understand not what I'm saying? They don't have a problem picking me, going all the way up and picking me up and taking me back into town. They don't care. That's okay because that's money. So how do we get around it? You got the experience. How do we get around this?
Well, it's not really a way to, like, cheat it. It's you have to wait for a service provider to accept each service. You have to wait for them to accept the service.
Okay. I'll wait on you then and then see how that turns out. I appreciate you trying. But at least now you know what the obstacle is, right? And you'll see it as you talk to people. You'll see more of it.
Well, yes, sir. We get it all the time. Service provider. Yes, sir. We do.
Well, then I'll wait for you to hopefully get to snag somebody.
All right. I'll go ahead and contact the provider for you now, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. You have a good
one.
Thank
you, brother. Thank you, brother. Thank you for listening.
You're welcome.
I'll hopefully hear from you soon, very soon, okay?
All right.
You got my number?
Yes, sir. 619-213-4065.
That's correct.
Yes, sir. We have it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Please
sign.
Thank you.